The announcement, October 23rd, I think it was, when President Obama said that the troops would be home for the holidays was obviously a very big moment. Of course, it all began, the firing anyway, began in 2003. That's when the first troops went across the border. It's nearly 9 years later that these guys are finally coming home and that Iraq gets its country back. The Americans will hand over the keys, so to speak, to the Iraqis. Basically, they're going to have a ceremony at Camp Victory, the big, if you like, anchor base throughout this war. December 15 is going to be the big one for the United States. There's going to be a ceremony at the massive U.S. embassy there. Now, from December 18, 19, that's when you're going to see the last convoy, when the last U.S. soldier symbolically crosses the border into Kuwait. Well, all of this comes after a deal done by the Bush administration, and that was an agreement to have all U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of this year. Then the Obama administration, they negotiated for a while to try to get some U.S. forces, 20,000 or so was mentioned, to stay in Iraq after 2011. The hiccup there was that they needed to have those forces immune from prosecution by Iraqi legal system. The Iraqis didn't agree to that, and so that was the end of that, and everybody's out. There are going to be a lot of U.S. troops staying in Kuwait. There's 23,000 based there and have been based there for years now. Some U.S. forces are going to stay as trainers. That's not going to be a lot of people. You're talking maybe a couple of hundred people. And you've also, let's remember, got U.S. forces in other parts of the region, Bahrain, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates. There's talk of the U.S. having increased warship presence in the region too. So they want to keep that footprint there in the Middle East. Well, of course, when the U.S. troops go, the bases become Iraqi property, and they'll either run them as bases or they'll just dismantle them entirely. You know, you're talking about a huge number of bases during this war. At the height of the war, there was more than 500 U.S. bases around the country. By around towards the end of 2010, I think that number had dropped to less than 100. Right now, there's about a dozen. At the end of the day, I think there's going to be a lot of relieved people that it's over in both the United States and in Iraq and in all the other countries who've taken part in this war. And I think there'll also be a lot of damage that's going to endure forever.